Have they gone? Shh, keep the voice down low. They're around all over the place. These Midianites are horrible. That's shocking. I'm an Israelite, you can tell from the tea towel. But anyway, I'm in hiding, I'm in the cage. Just keep your head down low. Don't laugh too loud. Oh, where's your camouflage? Oh my, are you supposed to be blending in? Okay, so maybe I'm the one who's not blending in. But anyway, look. Oh, it's been horrible for 7 years. We've been taken over. Those Midianites are absolutely everywhere. This is my last bag of food. And do you know what? Every time I mention it, they keep coming and they keep taking up. What happened there? Did you see what happened, boys and girls? Who was it? A Midianite came and stole it. Shh, keep quiet and we're hopefully. Do you know what? They've been coming and they've been taking all our horses, all our cows. They've been taking and every time they... Look, you're not telling me that there's a Midianite around, are you? You would tell me when they appear, okay? Shout Midianite, okay? I can't hear you. No, but don't just keep shouting Midianite, otherwise I'll be nervous all the time. Anyway, oh my goodness. Well, at least I've got my last moo cow. Me and moo cow are going to be... Who's sorry? That's all right, because I've got... Oh no, for 7 years, you know, the Israelites had all their stuff taken, all their food, all their cattle. They were hungry. Oh, come on, you lot can look a little hungrier than that, can't you? You've been on holiday at home, you're out here, I guess. Thanks to Pam and the team. But anyway, no, the Midianites, they kept stealing all the food. And you know, it's part and parcel of how things have just gone from bad to worse. You know what's been happening in Judges, don't you? Time and time again, God's people, the Israelites, who should be proclaiming how great God is, that's right, Amy, yes, have been defeated. Why? Well, their time of rest was followed by rebellion. They turned their back on God. And their rebellion led to them being ruined and beaten by the baddies. Whether it's the Midianites, the Canaanites, you name it. Well, eventually, they repented and prayed and asked God for help. Help! They cried, help! And then God raised up, and he raised up a judge. Well done, raised up a judge. And then they were rescued, and there was a time of rest. That's how it was, wasn't it? It happened with Othniel, do you remember? Rest, rebel, ruin, repent, raise up, rescue, rest. And then after that, it was Ehud, do you remember? With the dagger, the big fat, oh my goodness, that was a shocker. Rest, rebel, ruin, repent, raise up, rescue, and rest. And then we had Deborah and Barak, do you remember them? Rest, rebel, ruin, repent, raise up, rescue, rest. And then we get to Gideon. And you expect it to keep going around and round and round forever. But you know what? It's not going to. Because God is time and time again seeing his people turning their back on him. This time round, God has something a little different. This time round, he's going to pick the most amazing warrior ever to come and fight for us. No, he's not. Do you know what? First of all, he sends a prophet. He sends a prophet and he says, look, I'm going to tell you what you need to know. And he says this, if you look in the Bible passage, verse 10, it says, God said through the prophet, I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the God of the Amorites in whose land you live. But you have not listened. God's people had not been listening. And therefore God had given them over to the Midianites and all the others that were around. So God had an idea. Do you know what he had an idea to do? He was going to raise up the most unlikely of judges. Who is it going to be? Was it going to be you? You weren't expecting that, but it's not you. Is it going to be you? No, it's not going to be you. Is it going to be you? But where would this person be? God raised them up. Would it be you? No. Who is this person going to be that God will raise up? As he looks around looking for someone to help him today, and everybody looks very nervous. But hiding, poor Feezy. behind poor Feezy was little old Gideon. Come here, you. Gideon was hiding. He was hiding with everybody else. He was the scaredest of the scared. He was the worriedest of the worriedest. Oh, my goodness. Little old Gideon. Here he comes with his teddy bear. Give him a cheer. Go on, stand up there, Gideon. So God one day sent an angel to go and see Gideon. Oh, Gideon. The most unlikely. You stop hiding behind the teddy bear, little old Gideon. God spoke to the most unlikely of warriors. Not a warrior, but you know what he was like? He was a warrior. He was more of a warrior than a warrior. He worried loads. And that was our Gideon. Well, Gideon, time and time again, came up with little excuses. Why me? Why now? What am I going to do? But God reminded him one important thing. He says this, actually, you are the weakest of the weak, the smallest of the small, of the Asherah clan, of the tribe of the Israelites. But, he says, I will be with you. That's what's going to make the difference. I will be with you, God Almighty said. You see, you're not going to win on your own. It was God's strength that was going to give him victory. It was going to be God who was going to rescue them. It was God who was going to win. And not these little old muscles. Do you realise that sometimes, that you don't have to be strong to serve God? Do you realise that? I think sometimes we forget that. I think sometimes we think that actually only the strong Christians are able to serve God. Well, do you know what? Gideon's a classic example of he's a warrior, not a warrior. But do you know what? That's what God's going to make him to be. God doesn't need your power and your might and your strength. He just needs you to listen to him and obey. He wants you to be faithful. So that night, an angel appeared out of nowhere. Ta-da! And the angel said,
knock down your dad's altar and replace it with your mighty God's one. Yeah.
So the angel appeared and told Gideon he had a job for him. Your first job is this. Do you know your dad's altar that you and your family have been worshipping? I want you to go and knock it down. Your dad's altar that you, your family, your family's family and everybody else have been worshipping. I want you, oh mighty warrior, to go and knock it down. What do you think he did? What do you think he did? Do you know what he did? He did knock it over, but he got some friends. Come and help. He got some friends. Some of his servants came and helped. Can you come and help? Come and help. I need some helpers to help Gideon. Come and help. Come and help with Gideon. Come and help Gideon. Oh, we want a few servants. Come on, come on. Come up with Gideon. And when it was night time, so I want you to put your hands over your eyes and close off a lot of the light. At night time, when no one was looking, suddenly, in a careful way, without smashing anything that was made of glass or plastic, whatever it is. Brilliant. Come, and they smashed down the altar. Come up the front. And they pushed it down. Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear. Come, are you going to help me smash this one down? And they smashed down the blocks of the idol. 3, 2, 1. Gently does it. Go. Oh, yes. Gently does. Brilliant. And then, at night time, while it was still dark, they built it up. Can you build up the altar and put it like a Jenga box? And they built up together the altar. This time, it was an altar to God. They rebuilt the altar. You can't see what's going on because this is in the way. I'm going to move it over here. Thank you. So Gideon, at night, oh mighty warrior, built with his servant the altar up. And then when the sun came up, can you go with your hands? The sun came up. Suddenly, Gideon and all his friends went and hid back down again, pretending that nothing ever happened. Oh, look what's happened in the night time when no one was... Oh, this doesn't go to script, does it? Come with me. Here we go. You stand and camouflage. If you stand with me at the front... You'll blend into me and we'll blend into the background and no one will notice. There you go. Brilliant. And so, at night time, they knocked down the altar. Well, the people came rushing and going, who did this? Who did this? Who knocked down our altar? And do you know what? Of all people, it was Gideon's dad who stepped in and said, hang on a second. Don't you take my son. He says, if Baal really is a god, let Baal contend with him. And that's why he changed his name. He gained a nickname, let Baal contend with him, Jerubbaal. That was Gideon's name from then on in. But there was another job. Where's that Gideon gone hiding? Gideon had another chat with the angel.
Hello.
This time round, the angel said, I've got another job for you.
I have another job for you. That's my line.
Well, do you want me to tell him what his job is?
Oh, am I meant to speak now?
Yeah, that would be helpful. Slick. Slick.
Oh, okay. You can tell him.
The Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. And Gideon blew his trumpet and he summoned a massive army. And thousands of people came from all over to come and join Gideon. By now it was exciting. All of you sat there going, no chance. I bet that's what the Israelites thought. Come up to the front, come up to the front. Okay, armies. Brilliant, you come to the front. And the armies collected at the front, all of you, fantastic. There was 32,000 of them. 32,000 of the Israelites. And they all flexed their muscles like this. And they all looked strong and scary, didn't they? They looked great. They're going, oh, but okay, there they were. A menacing lot, all ready to fight. But I haven't preached with a flower or a tree in my face. This is getting a little they're awkward. There you go. Okay. So there they were, ready to fight their armies. Ready to fight. And what happens next? Well, do you know what God said? God said to Gideon, hang on a second. There might be 32,000 of you, but there's too many of you. There's too many of you. If you fight with this many people, you think that it will be your strength that would win. That you were the mighty warriors. God says no. He says, I want all of you who are scared to go home. And out of the 32,000, do you know how many went home? 22,000 of the crew. So here we go. 22,000, we're going to split you down there because that's all we've got. Go and sit back down again. Give them a round of applause. And then there was 10,000. Oh, hello, even more going. There was 10,000 of them. Surely this is enough. This is enough for us to defeat the Midianites, even though, to be honest with you, they've joined with the Amalekites and there's loads of them. So we're well outnumbered even now with only 10,000. Do you know what happens? God says, I want you to shrink your army again. And so God took them down to the river to grab some water. Go on, kneel down and get some water. And some of them grabbed water with their hands. Some of them just stuck their head in the water and they drank. And God said, I want everybody who lapped like a dog, I want you to stay. And so Gideon and his three friends, 1, 2, 3, and they go and sit down. Finally, stay there. Another 10 out of the 10,000 all went home bar 300. 300 and Gideon remained. That was all. This mighty warrior. He tested God and he wasn't sure time and time again. He even put a fleece out at one point. And he said, God, if you really want me to win this battle, I'll put the fleece out and you make the ground wet and then make the fleece dry. And then he said, after God had done that, he went, Oh, let's turn it over and do it again. And this time around, he says, I want you to make everything wet and the fleece dry. No, the fleece dry and everything else wet. Or whichever way around. And God was tested by this. Gideon, who was a mighty warrior. But God raised him up for a reason. Because with only 300 people, He was going to arm him with trumpets. They were all going to have trumpets. They were all going to have glass jars. Oh, hello. One of those. One of those. One of those. And God was going to raise up an army. Well, time and time again, if you read the story of Gideon, you'll see that God reassures Gideon and reassures Gideon and reassures Gideon and encourages Gideon and helps him step by step by step of the way. He even makes the enemies dream a dream about a roll rolling down the hill and how that was a sign that they were going to win the battle. Well, God raised up just 300 and Gideon. They stood up and then they blew with all their might. 1, 2, 3. And all the Midianites vanished in a dramatic way. And they all celebrated. Yay! Brilliant. Go on, sit down. Thank you very much. Okay. But what does this teach us? Well, again, do you remember this whole cycle? Rest, rebel, ruin, repent, raise up, rescue. Each time round, God has faithfully listened to their cries of repentance as they've been raised up. But eventually, you see, we're back to this point again, where they rebel again. Parents, we haven't read chapter 8, but it goes horribly wrong. Each of the judges that are raised up start making mistakes. This time round, Gideon's going to make an ephod, and then everybody's going to start worshipping the ephods. Something that God had asked, but of a priest. And this time round, Gideon took the place of a priest. He hadn't listened to the prophet, and suddenly you've got him naming his child son of the king. We end up with a deterioration in Judges. And it will spiral down and down and down. At the end of Gideon, you'll see it's the last time in Judges we'll ever get rest as well. That's going to go after Gideon has died. The rest will come and then you won't see another rest for the people of Israel. Well, what does it teach us? Well, if you're a mighty warrior, do you worry? God gives you his spirit as he gives Gideon to do the things he calls us to do. Will you be bold and strong and brave and do and be faithful to all that God has called you to do? Will you think that actually you have to live your life in your own strength? Or be reminded that actually it is in God's strength that he grants the victories? Maybe he might need to shave us down a little bit and remind us that it is in his strength that he brings victories. We need to be more on our knees before our Almighty God. But there's one thing particularly. As we go time and time again around this cycle and cycle again, we cry out, we need a prophet, like the prophet in the story of Gideon. We now need a judge, a bit like Gideon. And we need a king, but one who will last forever and not die. I wonder who is prophet, priest, and king in the Bible. I might stand here for quite a while if you don't come. Oh my goodness, praise the Lord. Someone said, Jesus! With a mouthful of whatever it was. Brilliant. Who was it going to be? It was going to be
Jesus.
And so in Judges, we're reminded that God will raise up in Jesus a prophet, priest, and king. One who will bring true rest, bring true rescue for all eternity. So we need to look to him and his strength. We need to guard our hearts against the idolatry that Gideon and his dad and the Israelites, these are supposed to be people of God, followed. We need God's help to see the areas that we are falling short. Oh, how God turned this mighty warrior into a mighty warrior. And Hebrews 11 tells us, with God's help, he is pointing us to Jesus, the one who came to save forever. So let's pray and thank God for Gideon, but more importantly, thank God for Jesus and how he is the true prophet, priest and king. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the reminder in Gideon how we do all fall short. We do sin and rebel against you. And you teach us. Thank you for the prophets. Thank you for your word that rebukes us and corrects us and teaches and trains us. Help us to respond with repentance and to pray as we see Jesus. He came, he died, he rose again, and he now lives and reigns with you. Thank you for our judge, our king, and our prophet. Help us to listen to him today. Amen.